Patrick, KA3JCA.
Richard, how are you?
Ready? You had a nice net last night. Congratulations. I had dozed off before the net started, but I woke up and I heard you calling and finishing it up just before the rag chew portion of it. But I was going to recheck, and I was just too tired, and I went back to sleep. So sorry about that. But hey, did you get a chance to look at that PowerPoint?
That's my plan. First thing this morning, I got down here to where my first stop's at. I usually got about 30 minutes before they get there, so I'll look it over then.
Yep, then we can get that to Bob and go from there and let him do whatever he needs to do.
Got to it. Yesterday was just a busy day.
In there. Well, sounded like you guys had a good time out at field day, winter field day there. Got to meet a lot of new folks and stuff like that, put faces to names and calls.
Met David for the first time. Then finally met Chandler. Several others right now. I can't draw on a blank.
They said like Andrew, Lloyd, our PXB was out there. I don't know if Eric ever made it out there. I think David, you're talking about HKX or HKS or something like that? Yeah, I wanted to try to make it out there, but I wasn't up to it.
Good time. There was a lot of people there. I'm sure everybody had a good time and just done what it was meant to do, get everybody back together and face-to-face for a little while.
I know what you mean. Well, maybe the ARRL will come out with a Springfield day. So maybe we'll end up having winter, fall, summer, and spring field days.
Quite a bit of planning goes into just doing one, so I don't know how to do too much of it. Might wear people out.
I think that's where you find out you're a true radio enthusiast and your campers and your go-getters and stuff like that. So I do. I used to be into a field day big time, and like I said, it's a long, drawn-out, you know, thing. When I worked for my clubs up in Delaware, I used to do the PR work and get the proclamation done by the city mayor and get it put in the newspaper and get the extra points for all the advertisement and stuff like that, and then somebody else would be responsible for getting the, like, we had this one guy who had a contact with a company with a generator, and he'd come out and just pull one of those big, like, AT&T generators and then pull the pan from the pole and hook everything right up there and then power everything out there so that it was strictly, you know, emergency power.
The club had two small Honda generators running two Kenwood radios, and then I think everybody else was running off battery or solar. Steve was running on generator also.
Took a lot of pictures, and hopefully it'll end up in the on the Facebook page there.
They fly over with the drone and took pictures and all that, so I'm looking forward to seeing that video.
To wait and see if Leroy and Dave get any of that put up there on the website.
Eventually, it just take them a little bit of time to get it all put together so they can do that.
See, sir. Well, Ashley's bringing me my breakfast here. I'm going to eat that real quick, and then I'll be back on here, sir. And just like I said, either text me or whatever. Let me know when you finish with that. KA3JCA.
KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.